Jennings, who is nearing the end of his 20-year term, unveiled a $171 million spending plan that reflects a $2.4 million reduction in operating expenses from last year's adopted budget. The Democrat says 87% of the proposed budget, exclusive of debt service, is related to personnel costs.
Pension costs rose again by over $670,000. So instead of extensive personnel cuts, which I believe would be detrimental to the vital services we provide, I have proposed no raises for our workforce and have reduced health care expenses and departmental operating expenses where possible.
Jennings says the city has been moving forward, despite what he terms great challenges.
Our city has historically received far less state aid than our peer cities throughout the state, and we have the additional burden of over 60% of real property tax exempt. As a result of my efforts in 2000 and in 2006, our city receives pilot payments on the Empire State Plaza that will, over the course of years, amount to over $500 million.
The budget plan calls for an increase of $900,000 to the tax levy.
Because of the shift in the homestead, non-homestead real property tax differential, the residential tax rate will remain even, while the commercial rate will see a slight increase of approximately 4%. The increase in the overall levy is within the state-mandated tax cap.
Jennings stated he is very comfortable with this year's proposed budget. He says he's keeping an eye on the ongoing Washington shutdown, but doesn't expect much of a trickle-down to city level.
I don't see a lot of what's going on with us being compromised. Okay, hopefully they're going to come to their senses down in D.C. and get this thing over with.
Jennings said the last government shutdown 17 years ago had negligible effect on Albany government. One observer at the budget announcement declared the presentation positive, considering the current economic times. Jennings is not seeking a sixth term. Fellow Democrat City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan is the front runner in November's general election. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.